In case of overdose, do the math. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. A patient comes into the emergency room, suspected acetaminophen overdose, liver failure. Doctors must make a crucial decision. Treat with an antidote or put the patient on the short list for a liver transplant. Some patients will survive with medical treatment. Some will die without a liver transplant. But start treatment and you reduce the patient's odds of getting that new liver or risk delaying the transplant past the window when the body can tolerate it. To make the treat or transplant decision, doctors need to know the amount of acetaminophen consumed and when. The questions may have a mathematical solution. At the University of Utah, mathematicians have developed a set of calculus equations to quickly estimate how much acetaminophen was taken based on lab test results and accurately predict which patients will survive with treatment and which will die without a transplant. 4 grams of acetaminophen is the maximum daily dosage. It takes only 6 grams to cause liver damage. 20 can kill you. With acetaminophen the leading cause of acute liver injury in the U.S., this new mathematical method could save lives. You know what's ironic? Math used to give me headaches.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.